Before we start today's broadcast, we ask that you would join us in a prayer for Israel. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus to pray for Israel. In Psalm 122:6, your word says we should pray for the peace of Jerusalem, so we know it's your will to bless Israel and all the people who live there. We ask you, Father, to keep them safe in this time of unrest. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon that is formed against Israel shall prosper, Isaiah 54:17, for you are protecting them according to your word. In addition, we pray for the people of Israel and the country itself to be healed and prosperous, because in Psalm 23:6 we are told that goodness and mercy follow those who have called you their shepherd. We pray your supernatural protection and deliverance over the people of Israel. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Hello, welcome to Yahweh Christian Broadcast. I'm your host, Elke Brabel, and as you can see, we have a brand new studio set. I am so thankful. I'm coming to you from the Father's Refuge in Dover, North Carolina, from ABBA Studios. And so I want to introduce the man that has made this happen, once again, Scott Murphy.
How's it going? Good morning, Elke.
It's going very good.
We're excited.
I am so excited. This has been such an honor and a blessing. It's been a while coming, you know?
It has.
Yes, and so it is wonderful. The set looks absolutely beautiful, and you guys have worked. It's like the Lord has put together a production crew.
Yes.
So I want to thank you, first and foremost, for everything that you've done to make this happen. I want to also thank Aslan Hart, who is producing the show. He's such a talented man and has a heart for God, and he's just doing whatever the Lord tells him, and it's a blessing to see him moving his gifting as well.
Yes.
And I'd also like to thank Misty Bell, and she is going to be on the show next week, sharing a mighty personal testimony that you are going to enjoy hearing, one of healing. And so I want to thank her for all the work that she's done behind the scenes with the website and everything that she's doing. But I'd also first like to thank also Kim Briel and Susan Newberry of LCA Productions, who so graciously worked for me for the past 2.5 to 3 years. Kim was really instrumental in helping Yahweh Christian Broadcast expand.
She really helped you take it to the next step.
She really did. And so those ladies are highly professional. I'm going to miss them, and I highly recommend them to anybody for your production needs as well. So thank you to Kim and Susan if you're out there listening.
Yes.
And so, and also CTV10, they were instrumental. That's where I got started with Otis Tutt and Bob Register. So I want to thank them because they helped launch Yahweh Christian Broadcast, which I appreciate. Everybody in my life that has prayed, sowed seed, gave me encouragement, I just want to say thank you so much. But here we are.
Here we are. The next step.
Yeah, the next step.
Yes.
So, Scott, you are starting this studio here, and just tell us a little bit about what you see God doing.
Well, probably over 4 years ago, when we first got the Father's Refuge, you know, we were receiving a lot of prophetic words back then on so many different levels. And we've seen so many things come to pass or start or begin. But one of those things is that we would actually have a production studio here and do broadcasting.
Yes.
And you know, you receive those words, but you don't ever know how it's going to come to pass. And especially being kind of out here in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
Like, how are you going to end up doing broadcasting? You can't even get internet out here. You know, they were talking about like live radio stations and things like that. And so you kind of wonder how those things begin to come to pass. And you know, we had people like Aslan involved out here and so many other things. When he starts speaking to other people, the Lord starts speaking to other people, and things begin to come together.
Mm-hmm.
People begin to have visions and dreams of what things are supposed to look like. And probably around a year ago, maybe you'd say?
Probably.
A little over a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe over, it was when T.D. Jakes was here.
T.D. Jakes wasn't.
No, Eddie James.
Why am I saying T.D. Jakes? T.D. Jakes wasn't here.
Lord, it's been a long morning already. Eddie James. T.D. Jakes. No, T.D. Jakes was not here. Eddie James was here, and there was a lot of, I think, vision that came out of Eddie James being here.
Yes.
I think some people really saw something that could happen.
Yes.
And so we started working in preparing the ground for something to be started. And really, Aslan probably had more vision than anybody around it.
Yes.
And he helped paint a lot of vision for it.
Yes.
So we really kind of just let him own it.
Yes.
And run with it. And so here we're at. I mean, we've been really crunching on it for the last couple of months, trying to make sure that we were prepared to do something. And I think now we have a good team of people that can help with the social media side.
Yes.
The administrative side, the art of putting video together.
Yes.
To make it look good side. I think that the Lord has brought a good team of people together. You know, I have years of probably 15 or more years of production in the church world.
Yes.
Yeah, we just have a really solid team, I believe, that God's going to work with to see this through. And I really believe this is the beginning of something greater.
I am so excited. So let me give you a little bit of a backstory of how all this came to be. And I just want to start by posing a question. Have you ever received a prophetic word from someone in a church or a conference or something? And what I mean by that, to somebody who might not understand what prophetic words are, that may not go to church, maybe you're watching, it's when someone speaks a word over you that came from God. God revealed something to them about you, and they released that word to you. And so usually you see this in charismatic churches. Mm-hmm. And so it's real easy to get caught up in prophetic words, because you'll start getting so excited because it's like this person has read your mail. Like when you receive a prophetic word and somebody pulls you out of the crowd that does not know you, say a minister comes from Alabama, and they come up to you and they say, God has a word for you. And they tell you what God has shown them. And it brings you to tears because it's exactly what you're going through. And at that moment, Scott, you know that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords knows everything you're going through and is working on your behalf. And that's why a prophetic word is so encouraging to you. But also prophetic words can be correcting. You know, it doesn't all need to be fluff and puff, because we have things that we need to correct too.
That's right.
So we have to be aware. But I will never forget a prophetic word spoken to me years ago, over 20 years ago, of a minister out of Alabama. And he started to move in words of knowledge, words of wisdom. That's what the gifting is called. And he picked me out. And he spoke something so profound to me, I shook and cried for about 5 minutes. I could not get my composure together. And I want you to know that it's taken over 20 years for that word to finally come to fulfillment. So what happened was, I saw that word that he spoke come to fulfillment in stages. But this is what I want to talk about. Just because you receive a prophetic word does not mean it's going to happen the next day. Amen.
That's right.
Has that happened in your life?
Yes.
Yes.
A lot of prophetic words. And sometimes it takes a decade or two or maybe more.
Doesn't it though?
Or maybe it's a lifetime. Maybe it's something that was spoken over you when you were a child.
Exactly. And why do we say that? Because King David was told when he was a young shepherd boy that he was going to be king of Israel. It didn't happen till maybe 15 or more years later. And he had to fight for his life to be able to take kingship. We look at Abraham. He was told at 75 that he was going to have a child. And he's past the years of childbearing. His wife was past the years of childbearing age. It took 25 more years for that to come to pass before he had his son Isaac. And we see that Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Messiah, did not start his personal ministry until age what? 30.
Yeah.
And it only lasted 3 years. So even Jesus did not start his ministry until he was 30 years old. So we know that we can receive a word, but it may take time. And what happens in the process? What happens if somebody gives you a word and you know it's the Lord, or you feel like it is, and you don't see it come to pass? What happens in your mind at that point, Scott?
Well, I think a lot of doubt starts to set in.
Mm-hmm.
Was this true? Is this going to actually happen?
Absolutely.
Was it a false word?
Amen.
Was it a false word?
Was it a false word?
And then you got to start seeking the Lord. Was it a false word?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I know in my life, when I've had those moments, yes. you start to seek the Lord starts to bring confirmation.
Yes.
Like, this was a true word. Just continue right. to hang on.
That's right. So you know what I like to call that? I like to call prophecy that someone prophesies over me shelf prophecy. Mm-hmm. So what happens if someone gives me a word, I'll be like, wow, that is beyond my capability. Like when they said to you, Scott, this place is going to expand mm-hmm. and you have no money to make it expand. And you see all of these repairs that have to take place out right. here, millions of dollars to repair like it needs to be repaired. Yeah. And you're like, okay, well, I hear that. That sounds really good. But I've got to put that on the shelf. And when I see that come to pass, I'll remember and mm-hmm. take that off the shelf and say, this is coming to pass. This was spoken. So it's okay if people prophesy something to you and it seems outrageous and you can't fathom it.
Yep.
Just put it on the shelf and say, Lord, if that's you, yep. it'll come to pass.
That's right.
You know, but you are not the one to toil and try to make it happen because right. it happens in God's time.
That's right.
Amen. So I love what you just said about was it a false word? Because there are people who prophesy not from the Holy Spirit, but out of their human spirit.
Yep.
And I've been a victim of that. There's been people who have told me things, and I'm just like, that was not God.
Prophelying.
We call it prophelying. You're not telling the prophecy, you're prophelying. And, you know, we also have to discern. The Word of God tells us to judge every prophecy.
Yes.
How do we judge it?
By its fruit.
By its fruit and by the Word of God.
By the Word of God.
So does what they say line up with the Word of God? And we judge it. And the way we judge it is sometimes we'll hear a word and it just doesn't sit right with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we just know that that's not anything that we should receive. We just know in our heart it's not right. Sometimes it can be so unbiblical that it doesn't even line up with Scripture. So we just dismiss that word. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Or does it go against something that's already been spoken?
That's right.
Does it line up with the vision that the Lord has already spoken to you or the direction that the Lord has already given you?
Absolutely. Because there's a lot of people saying a lot of things, you know, and it doesn't always mean that it's going to be true.
Right.
I have found, and I don't know about you, that if God has already put something in my heart and then someone will speak it and confirm it. Amen. So God will already put this idea or this thing that he wants to do. It's already in my heart. And then all of a sudden, people come out of the woodwork and say, Elkie, I feel like I need to tell you this. I feel like God is going to do such and such and such and such. And I'll say, thank you for sharing that. That was already in my heart. And that's kind of how I know that it's really a word from God, you know. But what happens if you get a word that's truly from God and you give up? You give up on that.
That's not a good place to be.
It's not.
Because then you're running against the will of God.
Exactly. That's right. So let's think about this. If that minister had given me that word years ago and I gave up, then I would be thinking, that minister lied. That was a false word. That didn't come to pass. I'm never going back to church and mm-hmm. I'm never listening to another prophetic word again. Because God's promises are conditional.
Yeah.
So just because something is said, we still have to do our part to cooperate and be obedient.
We're called to walk it out.
We're called to walk it out. It just doesn't happen. God is always going to require something from us, isn't he?
It's just like this place. You know, the Father's Refuge, it started because a guy messaged me on Facebook and said, the Lord told me to tell you that you're supposed to get the old woman camp.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I laughed and replied and said, well, the Lord's going to have to pay for it because I ain't got no money.
That's right. That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was very joking and blew it off.
Mm-hmm.
But within a month or so, the Lord started convicting me
mm-hmm.
and going, you need to revisit this.
Absolutely. God will call you to something bigger than yourself.
Yeah.
Amen. I just want to flash forward and tell you how I got here today.
Yeah.
So back in 2022 of December, I flew out to Miami with my deliverance ministry partner, Dr. Janet Taylor Gwynn, and we went there to minister at a house church. And so after the second night, this little precious lady, she was probably about five feet 2 inches, from the Dominican Republic, who lived in Miami, she was there with her two older sons. And she was older. She was probably, you know, I want to say maybe 70s, in her 70s. Uh-huh. And she says, would it be okay if I prayed over you and Janet? And I said, absolutely. So she prayed over us. And then as she's praying, she says, Elke, she said, I see God is going to do something really, really big with the ministry that you have. And she says, as a matter of fact, I see this ministry lighting up on all of these states, all over the United States, and even internationally. She says, I see it. She says, I see it. She said, get ready. Get ready. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen quickly. And I was like, okay, you know, and I thought, whatever God wants, if he wants to expand it, he'll have to do it, because I have no J-O-B. I make this much, so I can't afford to do anything more than what I'm doing. So I thought, he'll have to do it, because that's something bigger than what I can do. Then her son comes up behind her, and he says, young lady, he said, I see God is going to do a brand new thing, like a baby, like a brand new baby. He's going to birth something. Mm-hmm. He said, and I see that we need to pray over paperwork. And he laughed. He said, oh, the paperwork. He said, we're going to pray over this paperwork. And I'm just looking at him like, what in the world? He said, and I see a heavy set man with a mustache and a beard about my height is attached to this paperwork. He has something to do with the paperwork. He said, and there's a big blessing in this for you, but we need to pray over this paperwork. And I said, okay. He said, and it's got to do with your expansion. I said, okay, well, we'll do that. And so that's one of those things I'm thinking, whoa, this is way out there, but I'm gonna agree if this is God, and I'm gonna put it on the shelf. So I fly back home, and it is about a year later, and you came up to me and said, we are going to have a studio. So think about maybe doing some more broadcast over here. Not to take me away from what I was doing, right, but in addition to what you're doing.
Right.
And I said, okay, that sounds great. But I never thought that that person was you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you came up to me when Eddie James was here, and you said, Elke, we are going to have the capacity to put these different broadcasts out all over the world, even internationally. And I can see that it's going to be a studio, and we've got a vision board that Aslan has come up with. And I'm looking at you when you said that it was going to go out in all these different areas, and I'm looking at you, and I see that you've got a mustache and a beard. And I said, I might need to share some things with you. But then, it was about 1 month ago, we were sitting here at the Father's Refuge, and you said, I think we need to go ahead and get started on starting to tape some shows. And I said, well, okay. And you said, the reason it's taken so long is because of the paperwork. I said, what did you just say to me? He said, the paperwork. And you showed me a stack of papers this big.
Yep.
He said, we had to get our bylaws corrected so that we could cover, yep, the different ministries that are going to be formed out of the Father's,
yes,
heritage.
Mm-hmm.
When he said paperwork, I said, I got to tell you something else. You are that man with the mustache and the beard and the paperwork, and all of these prophecies came together. And so this is prophecy, yep, fulfilled this day.
I literally
day.
Had the paperwork sitting there right next to me.
This is prophecy being fulfilled today. Give me a high five.
Yes.
This is prophecy being fulfilled today. So, and it is a big blessing to be here.
It is.
And it's an honor. And I had one other lady, she told me, she said, I had her on as a guest on the show, Brittany Jones from Groundbreakers. She said, God is raising up a team to help you to take the striving out. And as soon as I met with Aslan and Misty and you, Scott,
yeah,
I saw that team forming to help me in every area, because I am a dinosaur when it comes to computers, Instagram, all the social media. I can cook a good casserole, but don't ask me to do very much on the computer.
Right.
But these young people, and Aslan's not young, but I tell you, he has got some wisdom. He can do just, yeah, about anything. It's hard to like him. because he's so talented. Mm-hmm. It's hard to like him. I'm just going to say it. But isn't that amazing?
It is. It's really exciting to see what God is doing and pulling together. I could have never envisioned this 5-10 years ago.
No. And I'll admit, when you said that you were going to do broadcasting at the Father's Refuge, I was like, I can't even talk to him on the phone for 2 minutes because the call gets dropped. So I was thinking, well, there's going to have to be a lot happening here. But you were telling me in this rural area that
fiber's coming. We're actually going to have fiber here probably by the middle of next month.
So what does that mean for this?
That means a lot of things that, you know, as we begin to record and build out, there's going to be a point where we can set up our own servers here and actually do live broadcasting. Like, we're going to reach a point where, like, if we wanted to do, like, an internet-based radio station that went around the world, we could actually do it. Now, we couldn't – we have internet right now. We have Starlink, and Starlink's great. But we're still limited to what we could do. But, like, that's coming. And I had somebody tell me over 2 years ago, Scott, the infrastructure's coming. And I laughed. I said, well, it's going to have to be the Lord because I don't know who will ever bring fiber out to Fort Barnwell, North Carolina.
Isn't that something? In the middle, and I think of when they said, Jesus of Nazareth, what good could come out of Nazareth? That's right. What people said in the Bible. And when you think of Fort Barnwell, what and where is Fort Barnwell?
Yes.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
It's not even a one-horse town. There's no stoplight.
Yeah. Right? My new joke is we're in the middle of everywhere.
Amen. I just love it. So God, you know, the Bible says, forsake not small beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that a lot of times you'll start out small and God will give you just enough to grow you.
Yes.
Because what happens, Scott, if you get ahead of prophecy? If you feel like God's given you a word and you get ahead of that prophecy and you don't wait, you could be like Abraham.
It's going to be real bumpy.
He went and had sex with his maidservant because he was told he was going to have a child. And it wasn't happened with Sarah. And his wife said, go ahead and take the maidservant because this word's not going to happen. I'm getting older by the minute.
Mm-hmm.
And he messed up doing that.
That's right.
So we can get out of sync with God's timing. Because I read something this morning on the internet by my friend Brittany. She posted something about God will call you to something, but you have to wait for the send. That's the word right there. He'll call you to something, but you wait for the send. It's like you're sitting on that bull getting ready to ride it, but you've got to wait till that gate opens before you're released to go out.
That's
Amen.
Right.
So sometimes we have to sit and wait for the send.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you're not called, but God will release it at the right time.
You just have to take a moment to sit. Sometimes I tell people, I said, you know, sometimes the hallway is not a great place to be, but sometimes you just need to take time in the hallway.
That's right.
For that door to open.
That's right. And we have just a few minutes left, so I want to tell you what else God is doing. God has expanded me in so many other areas. When God said expand, I have an opportunity with my deliverance ministry partner, Dr. Janet Taylor Gwynn. We are on a international radio show based out of Atlanta that is going all over, and that opportunity has just opened up, and I do that ministry right out of my own home. So internet radio internationally. So that prophecy's coming true because the words that we speak in the ministry that we're doing is now going international. And I also have some ladies that I help teach Bible study to in Germany over Zoom. So God is bringing international ministry from these precious ladies all the way from Germany. We're on Zoom and we have an interpreter, and that's once or twice a month ministry. So God has already, prophecy is being fulfilled, and the word of God is going out internationally. Here, I mean, God can do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or imagine. That's what his word says. Isn't that good?
That is awesome.
And I remember this scripture that I wrote down, and I'm going to try to find it. It says, you know, when you don't give up or be weary, because in due time you shall reap a harvest if you faint not.
Yes.
You know, so God is saying, don't give up. Don't grow weary, because you will reap a harvest if you press through.
That's right.
And you're seeing that harvest.
Yes.
Aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Right before your very eyes.
Absolutely. It's happening.
So I'm really grateful to be a part of this. I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for the people who helped me get here all those years. I'm so grateful for that. And I'm grateful for where I am right now. And I just love this studio, and I love what's taking place here. And I just expect to see increase on every level. Amen.
Yeah, let's even talk about that a little bit. So we're trying to prepare to help this thing move forward.
Yes.
We're preparing to help this thing move forward. And so, you know, we're going to be also launching you on Instagram.
Okay.
We're going to be launching you on TikTok.
Yay.
Doing little snippets so people can get to know what Yahweh Christian Broadcasting is. We're going to do more on Facebook. And we have also set up with our ministry, the Father's Refuge and the Father's Heritage and everything that's around that, we have a texting line.
Okay.
And we've set up special codes for you now where people can text 77411.
Wow.
And they can text GOYCB. And they can get registered to receive updates from you about what's going on with Yahweh Christian Broadcasting.
Yes.
And if they want to become a regular partner of Yahweh Christian Broadcasting, they can text GIVEYCB to that same thing, and it's going to reply with a link where they can become a monthly partner.
Oh, my goodness. These are things I could have never done, don't know how to do it, and God has just graciously supplied these things to add to it. And
so
I'm just
excited.
So grateful. I am so grateful. So I want to thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for joining me on the very first show.
Yes.
And God bless you. I pray that God multiplies you in every area. I pray that if you've ever received a prophetic word, a true word of God, that you don't give up. If you don't see those promises happening right now, take it from me. It may take some time, but if it's a word from God, it will come to pass. Just be obedient, trust God, and do whatever He says, and do not give up. Persevere. I love you. I thank God for you. God bless you, and I'll see you next week.
Brought to you by D&E Developments, D&E Black River Realty, River Mills Professional Storage Center, U-Haul at River Mills, River Mills Movers, and AWOL Marine Construction. If you can dream it, we can build it. D&E Developments. Call us at 252-638-8223. Turning dreams into reality. D&E Black River Realty. Call us at 252-638-8223. River Mills Professional Storage Center, where moving is made easy. Call us at 252-772-9663. AWOL Marine Construction. A family-owned business in Aurora, North Carolina. We specialize in piers, docks, boat lifts, boat ramps, and jetties. Call us at 252-560-0934.
American craftsmanship. It's getting harder to find, and even harder to experience as the focal point of your home, but not with Vermont Castings. Their stoves and inserts are hand-built with you in mind, and offered in Eastern North Carolina, exclusively from Hart's Hearth and Homestead. No detail is too small, no element insignificant. The result, timeless furniture quality beauty, that delivers efficient heat to your home, handcrafted to set your living space apart in style, and in comfort. We have the complete Vermont Castings stove line in our showroom. To set an appointment in order to see the stoves we have on display, please call 877-602-3473 and press 5.